Welcome to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Dell questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Dell challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to Dell Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Dell Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, is Tell Dell Tuesday, and we've got a wonderful guest. His name is Alan Dobbins out of Houston, Texas. Alan is one of our ambassadors and has been with us for a couple of years. He's got a great story and some incredible deals to talk about, so it's going to be a good show. You don't want to turn away. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dell. It's an honor to be here.
Fresh back from the expo, man. We've got lots of stuff, lots of excitement. It's been a really exciting couple of days that we went through there. But let's start by introducing you to the people that haven't met you yet. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be with us. And also the fact that I was looking at your resume, I just noticed that you used to do real estate of some kind before you came here. Tell us what that was and how you got involved with us.
Okay. Excuse me. My voice apparently caught what you had yesterday, so I may sound a little difficult, but
you do sound that way. You didn't even teach it.
excuse me. Why I joined Lifestyles back in 2017, after about the third or fourth time that the stock market had gone upside down on me, I was getting to the point where I was desperate to find a way out of that. I did not want to touch the next nest egg that I'd worked so hard for, and wanted to be able to live off of dividends from it. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the Monte Carlo analysis that those guys run. Probably you are. Basically, for those that don't know, it's an algorithm that you'd start with how much you have and how much you expect to spend, and they tell you the day that you'll run out of money. Isn't that something nice to look forward to?
Well, I think most people live that way, Alan. I think most people believe they got a pile of money and their goal is to die before they run out of money. You didn't like that idea, huh?
Nope. That was me before I learned what Lifestyles does. But, you know, you mentioned that I had been in real estate before. Actually, my grandfather and my father had both been realtors in Beverly Hills. They were leasing agents. And I had watched my dad lose a deal that damn near broke him. So I didn't want to do that. I got into single family, you know, mom and pop stuff. And that was back in 72, I believe. Yeah. So that was a whole different thing for me. I became a sales trainer, and that lasted about 8 years until 1980, which was the beginning of the Carter era. So you know what happened during that period of time. You couldn't give houses away. So that that didn't work out so well. But during that period of time, I was a sales trainer. I had done some real estate lending positions, then got completely out of that and went into the computer business. And that was basically because I was doing loans for people that back when the variable interest rates had caps on them, but there was no way for people to figure out how to determine whether they were going to break even in a reasonable period of time and how long they'd keep their house. So we came up with a computer program for that, and it helped a lot of people. So,
yeah, it's pretty interesting. I remember those programs when people would try to do that. They'd go in and they try to figure out whether you were better off to take a adjustable rate or a fixed rate loan. I remember all that.
You could pinpoint when it would break even, and they, you know, then you could say, how long are you going to stay in the house? If it's your first house, probably 3 to 5 years. So it depends on where that break even point falls.
Yeah, right. So you did that. What ended in that? How did that end?
That could have been better. There was a couple with me one evening, probably about the 200th couple I'd run that program for. And I just had this empty feeling afterwards, and I don't know why, because the wife was crying. She understood, and she was crying with joy that she finally understood how to make a decision. But it just left me feeling empty after all the time I'd done it. So I basically changed my entire life, moved out of California and came to Houston, which, you know, you never know what a change will do for you. But now that I'm down the road, I wouldn't have had it in any other way.
So you had a catastrophic loss, one that you've mourned and come out the other side of losing your wonderful wife, first wife. When did that happen? Was that before or after you moved to Houston?
Oh, that was after. I met her like about 2 years after I moved to Houston. Okay. And we were married for 28 years. She lived long enough for, you know, to be able to see see lifestyles. And I remember calling her into my office one day and saying, come look at this number. And she said, what am I looking at? And I said, we're now a two-comma family. We had made it just over the million-dollar mark, which, if you go back to 25 years prior that, you know, when we first started dating, she loaned me $4 to go to a job interview, which, by the way, I would not come from. I wasn't coming back without that job. So to be able to, you know, she was working three jobs. I didn't even have one at the time, but before she died, we were doing better. Let's put it that way. That was this end of this month will be 5 years.
So you went there and you had this guy tell you that you weren't going to be able to support yourself through the end of your life. You have very aged parents. In other words, your family lives a long time. And it didn't look like the money was going to last as long as your family usually lives, right?
Yeah. I mean, my mom and dad were like 88 and 90 at the time. And her mom had just passed away at 94. And they said, well, you're going to run out of money at 87. And I looked the guy square in the eye and said, the hell I will. And found Lifestyles right after that, luckily. I mean, the whole premise of Lifestyles is there is a roadmap that far surpasses anything you can find in the stock market world. You know, you talk about it all the time during your shows. And those opportunities, you know, you talk about buy a stock at a discounted price. Good luck with that. So, you know, I understood, having been in real estate, I understood arithmetic, but I had no idea how to manage a property. I had no idea I did understand leverage, but I didn't know really how to apply it. So it was like kindergarten what I was doing before compared to what I'm doing now.
You know, you blew right by something that's a very big point, which we'll come back to when we go over the deals, the single family deals you've done.
Okay.
You know, you go to your stockbroker, look, I'd like to buy some Microsoft stock, and let's just say it's $100 a share. And you say, I'd like to buy it at 50 cents on the dollar. The guy would say, you're crazy. There's no way. It's whatever it is today, and that's what you pay, and then you hope and wish and pray that it does something good. Where we go out and buy a $100,000 house for $50,000 or a $200,000 house for $100,000, we're making the money right away. Instantaneous equity capture.
Yep, absolutely. And so, it's amazing how few people know about that.
You came into Lifestyles. You went to the two-day. You got background experience. You've touched real estate. You've smelled real estate. You've been involved with real estate. What caught you at the two-day that really was like the aha bubble?
I think that the biggest one was during the multifamily presentation that you do on Sunday, was you tell everyone to think about how much passive income they made the year before. That was easy. I didn't make any. So if you divide that by your net worth, you know, you come out with a return. Well, I had to borrow some zeros from some people. I actually leaned to the guy next to me and I said, hey, can I borrow a penny and call it passive? At least I'll have a numerator that way. When I came in on Sunday, I told the guy that was checking me in, I said, don't sign me in, sign me up. And I went straight to the preferred level.
What did you start with when you first came out of the class? Did you start with multifamily or single family?
No, I started with single family. I went to a single family road trip, which that was amazing. There were so many people and so many properties on display. And I basically put my name in the hat for almost every one of them. And it wasn't until the last one that I actually won. So it happened to be about 10 minutes from my house at the time. So driving back, I went by and looked at it, figured this is going to work because the numbers were great. Went home and my wife said, did you see anything you liked? And I held up the little piece of paper that they gave me and I said, you mean besides the one I bought? She just, like usual, rolled her eyes at me and said, tell me about it. I said, now get in the car. I'm going to show it to you. So,
you know, you hear about something like Lifestyles, and, you know, I attest to 34 years of being here. I attest to 50,000 plus clients. And then you hear a story about, hey, I come in, first day I go out, I buy a deal. That's hard to believe. It really is something to explain how empowering this program is. So you got yourself your first deal. How good was it?
Well, that's kind of an interesting part of it. When I first went to the Expo, which is where I joined in 2018, I met a fellow by the name of Frank Moscarello, which you happen to be very familiar with. And he was actually just volunteering that night. He doesn't work for Lifestyles. And so I said, well, what's the most expensive level? Frank looked at me and he went, you'll make it back on your first deal. The equity capture on my first single family was $20,000. So I thought, Frank must be a visionary or have a crystal ball or something like that. He's turned out to be a dear friend. I absolutely love that man and his wife, who is our, as you know, the passive mentor. But so the cash flow was around 240, I think, something like that. And as I said, the equity capture was 20,000. That 20,000 is now 125,000. And yes, I'm working on getting that debt equity out of there.
So how much did you come out of pocket on that one?
22,000.
Okay, so you put 22,000 in, you made instant 20,000. It's now 125,000 on 20,000. So
yeah,
that's six times?
Yeah.
600% return?
Yep.
That's not bad.
Nope, so I can do better.
How long did you do single families?
We probably looked at another 30 or 40, and for one reason or another, they either didn't meet the goals or we weren't in first position and somebody else got the crack at it. So we didn't do another one. And, you know, the wife said, why are we doing this? Why don't we just do passive? Because at the time I was taking care of her to, you know, chemo and taking care of the house, taking care of the dog, taking care of the pool, and working 55 to 60 hours a week at HP. So, yeah, I had plenty of spare time.
Yeah.
So we went straight to passive from there. And I'm glad I did. It just, you know, I've changed the direction now to heal some wounds and kick up the cash flow.
Well, I'm just looking here at your resume, and the total number of doors you've done was quite a few. It looked like it was 2,000-something. What was it? Can't find it now.
1697.
There it is, 1697 units that you bought, 15 different multifamily deals.
Right.
And you've done that over what period of time, 2018 till now? Or?
Yeah, I closed four by the end of 2018, which was less than 8 months, which means I got into the deals before that because, as you know, they take more than 60 days most of the time.
Yeah.
With lending and all that.
Let's talk about how many deals did it take before you were able to retire?
Let's see. When Madeline and I did the first passive investor case study, that was 2022, I think it was. Excuse me. And so about 4 years. Huh? But, you know, I could have retired sooner. My boss at HP was younger than my second oldest daughter. And he'd never had to do that before. So he was very slow with the paperwork. Plus, I decided to buy another house to live in. So I needed to qualify. I could have done it in 2 years or two and a half at the most.
Okay. So you've got all this passive income, and you decided to go back and buy a couple more houses recently, right?
Right. Well, some of the passive had been sluggish due to the changes in the economy. And a lot of them were in Harris County and in Houston area. So with the increase in insurance, which is outrageous, and increase in property taxes, it sort of ate up some of the passive income. So, you know, one of the things I do for me, if I have something that's not working, I sit down and ask myself, if I was a mentor, what would I tell me to do? And I analyze the situation as dispassionately as I can. And basically, I said the fastest way to get equity capture is single family. And right now in some of the remote areas, or remote to us because they're newer, cash flow is awesome and equity capture is phenomenal. The two that I bought, you're going to love this one. During Hurricane Beryl back in July, I had a 90-foot tree take out my power lines. So I was homeless for 11 days. Well, not really. I was staying with my kids, but I bought two houses during that period of time. Pretty much both of them online. One's in South Carolina. The other one's in Tennessee. Between the two of those, my equity capture, I think, is $215,000. And by the way, the investment was a total of, just under $16,000 for the two of them. So $16,000 turns into $215,000. That is basically almost 1,400%. Cash flow is $1,281 a month, which is going to put out a lot of fires. That's 98% on cash on cash. So the cool part about that is, 6 days less than 1 year, I basically make my money back, my down payment back, just on cash flow. Now, keep in mind, for those of you listening, those are anomalies. They're not all deals are that good, but there's still way more good deals out there than you will have money for, unless you're Elon Musk.
Well, David Fisher explained it this way as we go to break. The worst deals we'll take are $30,000 down and $30,000 capital gain, which is 100% return. So if that's our worst deals, then your deals are incredible, but they're just what we do. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Alan Dobbins and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Alan Dobbins at Houston, Texas. Alan is not only one of our investors, single family and multifamily, but Alan is also an ambassador. Alan, we just got back from the expo. Many people are raving it's the best expo we ever had. What did you see at the expo that you liked, that were surprised or impressed by?
Well, that was my seventh expo. And I don't know that anything surprised me other than maybe the size of the crowd, but that was before I did the passive panel with you on stage. But by the way, thank you so much for the opportunity to give back. I couldn't go 5 feet without people coming up to me and thanking me for what I did. My goal was to touch one person with what I presented. I could guarantee you it's well over 100.
When you present to thousands and thousands of people, which were there, there was between 3,000 and 4,000 people there. You're touching a lot of souls, man. You're doing a lot of things. So that's a wonderful thing. We'll get into what you do in Ambassador in the next segment. Well, let's talk about here at the expo. What impressed you? Did you get to go to any of the meetings, any of the classes, or was it just the main event that you were impressed by? Or what? Tell people what you saw and how you think it changes people's lives.
I think the first thing that I did was the passive panel with Dusty and Sandy and a few other folks. We had met maybe a couple of days before expo and talked about it and decided what we were going to do, and the room was jammed. We had to turn people away because of fire laws. So, you know, just it's amazing how many people kind of navigate towards that. They want to be passive investors. They want to understand how to network. And I think we provided something there for them that was extremely valuable. You had, I think, six or seven of us on the panel, all of which are passive investors, all of which have different experiences, of course. And so everybody was able to share at least something that was really valuable for folks there. And then went to a tax class as a student. That was brilliant and really well presented. But just, you know, walking around and talking to people and finding out, that people are not afraid to actually come up to you. They might think about it a little bit, but that's one of the things that I talked about in passive networking. If you don't get outside your comfort zone a little bit and talk to strangers, you're going to miss so much.
So you take a lot of credence from the networking part, but I can just sense in what you're talking about, because you haven't stated much about all the different classes that were there, the big networking meeting that we had, you know. Last year or this year, we expanded, doubled the space for the networking meeting. Originally, we've always had 250 people, tables. There's like 500, 1,000 leads. Who knows how many total there are. There's, at any one time, there's deals going down everywhere. But we let 250 people rent a table, and we doubled the space of the auditorium this year, so there was a lot more walking around room in between the tables. And right. It was a lot quieter in there because before it was so crowded, you couldn't even hear the people you're speaking to. We also put out some hors d'oeuvres and snacks, and there was a open bar. So it was a pretty interesting thing. Did you get into that room and see that?
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to mention this later, but one of the other things that Lifestyles has provided me sort of in a roundabout sort of way is I met an incredible woman, and we've been dating for about 5 months. She's a passive investor as well. And her brother-in-law is the guy that got her into it. He's now my best friend. He's been in about 30 deals himself. So the three of us walked around for a while in that room and introduced each of us to the people we knew that the other ones didn't. So, we got a lot of good contacts that way. But the size of the room, like you said, was just, I thought it was going to be like last year. But, I mean, we looked at the map and went, oh, my goodness. There are so many tables.
We also had them divided by categories also this year, which was different.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's talk about the up-and-coming kids program and the fact that we are now, we're over the hill. I mean, I'm old. You're not as old as I am, but I'm old.
I'm five years older than you, Del.
Oh, you're older than I am?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So then we're both
old. We've had
that
conversation.
All right. Then we're both old. And you turn around and we've got a 20-year-old kid that started at 18. He started at 18 with his dad. He bought apartment complexes. And then by himself, he now is 30, mid-30s, and he owns like 7 apartment complexes. He's a multimillionaire. We've got another kid that started. Yeah, John Boryak. We had another kid that started. Mozzarella, you talked about his father. He started at, I guess he was 20.
24,
and he bought his first apartment complex.
Yep.
Then we
I was
a
in
new...
that deal.
Oh, yeah, I was the one that got squeezed out of that deal.
Yes, sir.
So that's another story. That's another story. But we we had another gentleman that started here. He was 19 when he did his first apartment complex, and he's already completed that apartment complex and made $600,000. And now we've got an 18-year-old kid that just did his first deal with his dad. That's David's son, and he's getting ready to do his first on his own. And the record might be broken down to 18 years old. But the bottom line is there are 20 or 30 kids right now that were hanging out together as a group, like, yeah, we're taking over, blah, blah, blah. The funny thing is there's a next generation. But I didn't wake up to financial information until I was in my early 30s, and most people don't wake up until their 40s or 50s where they start to worry. These guys are thinking about retiring in their 20s. What do you think about all that as an old guy now, looking back?
I love it. One of the things that I basically wrote in my bio is it's never too late to start, considering I started at 67 with Lifestyles. But more importantly than that, it's never too early as long as you're over 18. I mean, you could learn ahead of that time and you could invest with your parents. But to do it on your own, you got to be 18 years old. But, if I could go back 55 years and have a brain in my head, I'd actually do that. It's just, I've seen so many success stories, and it's inspiring,
Net worth, in whatever form you want to share it, what has it done since you joined?
It's gone up 80%.
Okay. 80% increase in net worth.
Yep, so I was under $1 million when I started, and I'm at 1.8 right now.
So you worked your whole life and got to a point, and then in 6 years, you doubled that.
Yep.
Okay, not bad. Let's talk about, you had something to say?
No, I was just going to say, I wanted to circle back on the ambassador thing.
All right, go ahead.
There's one other thing that we do real quickly that I host four meetups, which are pure networking. And that's every month we do four of them. Houston's a big area. There was three, and then a whole bunch of people said, can you do South Houston, which is like an hour away from me? And after I met my new lady, she lives down there too. So I went, okay, we'll do one of those two. And it's a huge success. So, we get a really good crowd of people and everybody exchanges ideas. November 16th, we're doing a South Houston with a tax guy, and we're going to be collecting gifts for underprivileged kids through the Texas, I forget what the name of that is, the one that Joe Cantu runs, but it'll be really good. We did it last year. So go back to what you were going to ask.
So that's fine. I was just going to ask you, how's this changed your life?
I'm not bored anymore. I mean, for a while, all I was doing was letting my dog in and out after I retired. But I mean, I am busy all the time. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I live on a golf course. My backyard is, I can't even see the end of it. It's not all mine because it's part golf course, but it's just, like you said, at your house, beauty is what you wake up to. And just a feeling of actually meaning something in people's lives. I have so many friends that I didn't have before. I can pretty much do what I want, and it's just great. I mean, I wouldn't trade it.
Were you surprised how hanging out and associating with people that are like-minded to you changes almost everything about the way you live?
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is that, I think everybody judges people when they first see them. And I caught myself doing that in a way I didn't like very much. I've lived by a phrase that I knew, don't turn away from possible futures before you are sure there's nothing they have to offer you. So now when I meet somebody, it doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they sound like. It doesn't matter what they do for a living. I will talk to anybody. And as long as they remain friendly and, you know, eager to learn, I'll give them all the time they need.
I've run into so many people in 34 years of doing this that fit that description that you go up and you talk to them. And 5 minutes into the conversation, you're going, what? You're who? You've done what? It's an amazing thing. I tell you, the funniest one happened in Virginia just this year, where I was talking to a guy who was doing a deal where he had bought a house and put a second floor on it, which is not what we do. We don't do that.
Right.
And so I had to talk to him before the case study. Go, I got to make sure this guy isn't cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, because that's nothing like what we do. And the guy goes, nah, I bought it for $100,000. It cost me $100,000 to put the second floor on. It's now worth $300,000, so I made $100,000. I go, okay, that's a pretty good deal. We'll go ahead and show that, right? Make $100,000 real quick. And I said, so to be able to do this much construction, you must have done this before. How long have you been doing it? He goes, I've been doing it for 41 years.
Wow.
I go, get out of here. And I'm just looking at this guy. The guy looks like, you know, like a farmer. I mean, he's got a beard and he's wearing like overalls and stuff. And so I said, well, how many houses have you done? He goes, hundreds and hundreds. I go,
jeez.
I looked him in the face and said, why did you join Lifestyles? He goes, well, I came to one of these things and there was a bus tour. You know, we talked about the expo. So I got on that bus and I went to 8 different properties. By the 7th property, I was done. And I wouldn't get off the bus on the 8th one. And the guy says, why don't you want to come in and see this? He goes, because I know what I'm going to see. They all look exactly the same.
Yep.
And the guy goes, well, does that bother you? He goes, no, it doesn't bother me. It means you guys know what you're doing. You have perfected the system, and I just want to copy your system. So I went on. I said, so have you bought any apartment complexes? He goes, only 41. I go, 41 apartment. Okay, fine. I said, well, you got to be worth over $10 million then. He goes, he took his thumb and he stuck it up in the air and a smile came over his face and he started pointing his thumb up. I said, okay, you got to be over $20 million then. The smile didn't go away. Thumb kept pointing up. I said, I'm not going any farther. And when I told that story at the expo, he came up to me and said, Del, you've ruined my life and made my life incredible. I said, what do you mean? He goes, it took me an hour and a half to get from the expo room back to my hotel room. Everybody stopped me and said, you're that guy. Yeah. He said, when I get home, I'm going to go get me a shirt made that says, yes, I'm that guy.
I'm that guy. That's how I felt after I was on stage there. But
it's,
you know,
amazing.
The thing is, though, that there's so many opportunities out there. You take the time to learn. And I've said a few times that anybody could learn what Lifestyles presents. But do you really want it to take you 34 years? I may not have 34 years, although my new goal is to live to 100. And then when I get there, set another goal. But
I hope you do. And I want to thank you for, number one, being a member. Number two, for being an ambassador. Number three, getting up on the stage at the expo. And number four, thank you for being on the radio show today. I really appreciate all that you do for and the give back. I ask people to give back. You've done more than your fair share. For the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have an incredible day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.